This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Grace from the throne of grace to us tonight. What a privilege to have Daddy in the house tonight. Let's together, as a church and as a family, welcome the president of the Son of the Ministry and the president of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, our own Daddy Waleoke.
Lift your hands to the King of glory, the King of heaven, the Lord of hosts, the great I am, the rock of the ages. Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, the Lord God Almighty. We bless your name. We honor your name. We celebrate your majesty. We declare your glory. We recognize your awesome presence. In this house, we glorify, we rejoice in you. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever and ever. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, whether in this house, or wherever you're watching online, on the television, whether you are hearing on the radio, lay your right hand upon your head, wherever you are. When Minister Dunson was ministering and was pushing the song, just breathe your name upon me. The word of the covenant came to me, where God commanded a priest to put his name upon his people, and he said, and I will bless them today by apostolic authority. I put that glorious name upon your life. He's Jehovah Jireh. Whatever you need, receive. Is Jehovah Rapha, every sickness to disappear. Amen. Receive instant healing. Amen. Instant healing. Amen. Instant healing. Amen. Is Jehovah Nissi, the wars and the battles of your life to cease now. Amen. Peace be still. Amen. Receive the blessing. Amen. Receive the blessing. You are blessed irrevocably, perpetually. Your children are blessed. Their children are blessed. From generation to generation, you are blessed. Come on, give the Lord a shout of joy. Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. Are you excited tonight? Wow. Now give a woman shake. No COVID here. It's gone. It's gone. Give a woman shake to at least 7 people. Say, welcome to His awesome presence. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to His awesome presence. Welcome to His awesome presence. Wow. Welcome to His awesome presence. You may be seated in God's awesome presence. Praise the Lord. What a night. We are blessed already. And your blessings are permanent. Praise God. Can you celebrate Minister Dunson for me, please? He's a prophet of the Most High God. He doesn't entertain. He ministers. He prophesies. He releases life from the throne of God. More grace to you. You rise higher and shine brighter and works greater. All the time you will be enveloped with the glory of God. The arrow of the enemy will never come near you. It is well with you. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand for God's precious gift. Blessed be God. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Oyo and his dear wife. You know, I have only one challenge with you now. When I went to greet your wife, I observed that she is taller than me. So, my daughter, when I grow up, I will be like you. Please give them a big hand. Give them a big hand. Look, is it good to laugh in the presence of God? In his presence, there is fullness of joy. Whatever it is that the enemy has used to press you down, that weight is lifted. Receive fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus. I celebrate the angel of God in this house. You know him as your pastor. You know him from anything. But I've come to know him as an apostle of prayer. He prays. He prays. I thought I pray a little bit. I have a guy in the place. You know, I was on more than one occasion, I would go for my prayer walk. We're in Abuja, and by divine arrangement, we're in the same hotel. So I went to do my prayer walk. And while I was at it, I saw somebody coming to pray to. And in looking very well, it's Pastor Shola Oshimakene. Please give him a hand. And on many occasions when we spoke on the phone, we chatted. Oh, where are you going? What's happening? Oh, I'm going to so-so place to spend 3 days in prayer. Going to so-so place. I just want to be in the presence of God 5 days. Man, wow. So I'm not surprised. Please celebrate God. Celebrate God. There is a mantle of prayer upon him. And that is priceless. When you pray through, you break through. The secret of breakthrough is to pray through. There's a way to pray. You pray with all of your heart. You get to a point, it becomes impossible for God not to answer, because they cannot deny his word. We celebrate what God is doing in our nation. There's a glory, the spirit of prayer. Look at the rank and file of the fathers, Pastor Adeboye and his friends. And then come to our rank, Bishop Edepo, myself, and our friends. And then come to the rank of Pastor Shola Osumakide, and then come to Evangelist Oyo, was talking about paying the price. If you like the good, pay it. I was talking about prayer. We are blessed. There's great hope for our tomorrow in this nation. Please give the Lord a big hand. Great hope. Don't believe all the prophets of doom. Oh, then 2023 is a terrible year. 2023, Nigeria will scatter. 2023, election will tear us to pieces. Somebody say no. God is bringing some pleasant surprises upon Nigeria. You will live to see it. The Lord spoke to me in December. I was just spending some time in the presence of God to seek His face for clear direction for this year. And then the Lord said, "Son, tell my children that 2023 shall be fabulously glorious for every child of God that walks in obedience." You heard me right. Not just going to be glorious, going to be fabulously glorious beyond description. And when God gives a word like that, I want to find out what is my own part to do. Because I know He is faithful forever. If I key into that word and I do what He asks me to do, He doesn't fail. His faithfulness is from generation to generation. So don't believe the prophet of doom. This year shall be fabulously glorious for you. Oh, you don't believe it. If you believe it, you say louder amen. And you will begin to experience it. What you have been trusting God for many, many years, you are taking it home tonight. And you will rejoice. Somebody say amen. Light. Somebody say light. Oh, let me greet the first lady. My daughter, I shouldn't greet Pastor Sholos Mackenday without greeting the person that is looking after him. If he's looking sharp and healthy and good, somebody is walking. Please give the first lady, give her a beer. More grace to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody say light. Say it again. What a sweet word. Say it again. What a powerful word. Say it again. What a beautiful word. Say it again. God is not the source of light or the author of light. God is light Himself. The degree of light you see anywhere is the degree that He released in those places. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 makes it very clear. 1 John 1:5, that God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. God is light. So light is first and foremost spiritual. Because God is a spirit. And all the other manifestations of light flows from the spiritual dimension. And the root of it, the origin, the source, the embodiment of it is God. God is light. No darkness at all. If you look closely in the scripture, in Genesis, the book of the beginning, when darkness covered the whole earth, the earth was void, empty, darkness all over the place. The first pronouncement that God made, He said, "Let there be light." Let there be light. Somebody please declare. Say, "Let there be light." You are a prophet. We have worshipped the Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon you. So your word is a command. Please say, "Let there be light." That's not an advice. That's a command. It's light. Be. Light. Come on. And there was light. And that light was not the light of the sun. Was not the light of the moon. That was at the beginning of all creation. That was at the beginning. preceded the sun, the moon, and all of that. If you study that Genesis chapter 1 very, very carefully, from verses 14 to 19, you see the creation of the fourth day. First day creation had gone, second day creation had gone, third day creation had gone, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament or the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Next verse, please. All right, and God, and let them be for light to the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. You can go on and on like that. And when you get to verse 19, it says, and the evening and the morning was the fourth day. So the light that occurred in verse 3 was not the light of the sun. No. Not the light of the moon. No. Not the light of the stars. Those ones were created. The light of verse 3 wasn't created. It was the light without which nothing could be created. This light is a reason for understanding, for knowledge, for wisdom, for creation, for productivity. This is a light that brings order out of chaos. This is a light that darkness does not understand. Darkness does not comprehend it. Cannot arrest it. Cannot handle it. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This is the light that preceded all the creation of God. Let there be light. Somebody please issue that decree. Say, let there be light. Loud. Louder. 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 You know, he has made us kings and priests of God. We are kings in the kingdom. And where the word of the king is, there is power. I told you light is spiritual. And all the battles going on in this world is a battle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And you see, to deal with darkness, you don't need to cry. No, you don't need to weep. No, you don't need to struggle. No, you don't need to bang yourself on the floor. Just switch on the light. When you switch on the light, darkness must disappear at the speed of light. Darkness cannot stand. No. A little speck of light would drive every bit of darkness away. Please, somebody decree again. Say, let there be light. Say, let there be light in my life. Oh, love yourself now. Say, let there be light in my life. So, which means every bit of darkness, whatever represents darkness, must vanish. Somebody say, amen. Sin is darkness, sickness is darkness, affliction is darkness, depression is darkness, fear is darkness, poverty is darkness. Depth is darkness. Demonic affliction is darkness. Every work of the devil. That's why it's called the prince of darkness. Every work of the devil. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the manifestation of the Son of God is light, light, light. Somebody say light. In John chapter 8 verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. I am. So the Son of God was manifested to drive away darkness, to destroy the works of the devil. I am his ambassador. I didn't send myself. I had my tall ambition. As a young man, He double crossed me. He called me. He put his oil upon me. And he asked me to speak for him. And he told me, wherever I stand to speak for him, he will stand by me like a mighty, terrible one to confirm his word. He said, watch over my word to perform it. And I stand on this sacred altar. Wherever any work of darkness is hiding in the body of anyone, I command it to disappear. I don't need to lay hands on you. I only need to lay words. He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I send the word of light against the darkness of sickness in the name of Jesus. From head to toe, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. By the authority of the God of heaven, who confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messenger, every darkness in your life to disappear. Sickness, go. Diseases, go. Affliction, go. Poverty, go. Debt, go. Depression, go. Fear, go. Darkness, go. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In the beginning, when God said, let there be light, there was no argument. There was no argument. When God said it, there was no debate. All right? When God said it, there was no second opinion. When God said, let there be light, there was light. And I'm connected with him. I'm his servant. He's here standing by me. I represent him. And I declare his ancient command that is as true today as it was in your life. Let there be light. 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 I don't care where darkness is trying to hide to oppress you, because you know the purpose of darkness is to confuse you, to afflict you, to oppress you, to make you lose direction, to make you miss the purpose of God for your life, to make you miss what Jesus Christ died to purchase on the cross of Calvary. That's the purpose of darkness. And when I proclaim his light, the light of the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. For the Lord who commands light to shine in darkness has shined on our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Light is glory. Light is knowledge. And I'm not talking of saint knowledge. I'm talking of epignosis. I'm talking of revelation knowledge. Light is understanding. Light is wisdom in the place of foolishness. Light is healing in the place, in replacement of sicknesses and affliction. Light is liberty in replacement of bondage. Light. Light is God. Light. When God steps in, there must be light. When the light of God shines, God takes over. In when the man of God was speaking the other time, he said, in that area of your life where you don't have light, the devil is in control. That's correct. But listen to me. You belong to God, spirit, soul, and body. Somebody declare, say, I belong to God. Spirit, soul, and body. The whole of me belongs to God. Oh, you are not sure. Say, the whole of me belongs to God. Satan has no place in my life. Therefore, I decree, let there be light in every area of my life. You are the number one prophet over your own life. All the prophets of the world can prophesy on you. If you don't believe it, nothing happens. We can lay hands on you until all the hairs of your head fall off. If you don't believe, nothing happens. But even if the greatest prophet bring a negative prophecy against you, and you behave like Hezekiah, and you turn your face to the wall, and you recognize that you are the number one prophet over your life, and say, Lord, I know Isaiah is your great prophet, but I refuse to die. I shall not die. Remember your word. God did not allow Isaiah to get to his house. He stopped him on the way. He said, turn back. Turn back. Go tell him I changed my mind. He won't die again. He said, because the man took responsibility as the number one prophet over his own life. Lift your hands to heaven. Say, I reject darkness of any kind, any shade in any area of my life. I decree by the word of the Lord, in every area of my life, let there be light, 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 light. Come and give God a shout of glory. I was speaking on the subject, let there be light. 1993, I remember, in the City Temple, London. In the 90s, I used to hold a London International Power Conference, and we're using City Temple. And that night, I was declaring the light of God's glory upon the people. If all the lights here are switched off, the place will be full of darkness. Maybe I'll say something about that later. And then to move from one place to another becomes a real challenge, a big issue, until you switch on the light. So I began to declare the light of God's glory. Let there be light. There was a lady there. It was the first day of the meeting. It was a Caucasian white lady, tall and slim. According to her testimony, she used to be lanky. She used to be big. But 17 years earlier, a disaster struck that changed her life. Her husband and her two sons were driving on the motorway in England, and they had an accident, and the three of them died. None of them survived. That tore her apart. She didn't know Christ. She wasn't born again. She became depressed, fearful, and she began to use antidepressant medicine. She wouldn't sleep until she swallowed some sleeping tablet. After a period of time, after she's got used to the series of drugs she's using now, they have to change either the dose or the prescription, because the body gets used to it. Got used to it. So she was hooked on it. She was like that when she came to the meeting. And I didn't know that the enemy had got her tied in the dungeon of darkness for 17 years. Depression, sleeplessness, losing weight, all manner of trouble. But I stood as the servant of God and I began to speak. Let there be light. Please, can you help me make this declaration? Say, let there be light. That's the word of your father. And you are his child. and you have authority to declare his word. Somebody declare, let there be light. That's not an advice. That was an executive command. God does not give advice. He speaks as the king of the universe. And you are his child. Speak it with authority. Say, let there be light. The hand of God fell upon that woman. The demon that had gripped her was loosed. She was set free. The demon was driven out. She went home that day, or before going home. She came at the end of the service. I should pray for her. I lay hands on her. I said, go home and sleep. Go and sleep. Can you help me tell somebody beside you? Say, go home and sleep. When a prophet asks you to do something, say, do it very well. Are you with me? Maybe there's somebody who's battling with sleeplessness. Tell him, say, go home and sleep. And I warned her. I said, when you get home tonight, set your alarm clock. Because you are going to sleep. And you will not wake up in good time for your work. She thought it was a joke. But you see, even the joke of a prophet is a prophecy. don't mess with the prophet. Don't. So she didn't put on the alarm. She got home. It was late. She just went to bed and slept like a baby. No, she didn't eat. She didn't use any drug. First time in 17 years. She didn't wake until past 10 in the morning. It was too late to go to work. She had to call them in her place of work. Excuse me, I'm not coming today. I'm sleeping. Sleeping became the beauty of her life. The last day of the meeting, she came to me and she was asking me. She shared her testimony and said, what do I do? The meeting is ending tonight. Should I follow you to Nigeria? Trouble. You follow me to Nigeria? Mommy meets me at the airport. Will I still be able to sleep? I said, sure. Because the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. He doesn't give it to you one hand and take it the other. Doesn't. He doesn't repent. When he blesses you, he blesses you. And he blesses you for good. Anybody here that have been suffering from depression of any degree, that spirit of heaviness is lifted from you. In place of the spirit of heaviness, receive joy. Receive light. In the name of Jesus. Anytime I go to England for ministry, this woman, if she gets to know, she will locate the place. She will share her testimony how for 17 years she was on antidepressant. She was using drugs to sleep. And now the light of God entered. And her life changed for good. Somebody is listening to me tonight. The depression that has bound you down, the sin that had kept you down, the fear, the insecurity, the abusive relationship that you have been enduring, that has made your life miserable, through the light of the glory of God has come to an end today. Amen. Let everyone hear in louder amen. 1984. I was in Uyo to minister. Uyo had not become a state capital at that time. It was a part of Cross River State. And there was this 9-1st conference, Nigerian Fellowship of Evangelical Students from all the eastern zones. And they came to have a meeting at the University of Uyo that time. And I was a guest speaker during Easter. Now, Good Friday, in the course of ministration, the heaven opened, the Spirit of God fell upon the people, and all manner of manifestations by the Holy Spirit, by demonic spirit. There was a young girl, boy. She became very wild. 7 men couldn't hold her. Her name is Mabel. She's still alive. She knocked all the 7 men down. So I saw the drama. I went towards her. And she wanted to pounce on me. I said, drop it. He suffered no one to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. The hands went down. Pastor, the problem of the church is not the devil. Devil, Calvary finished him forever. Forever. Devil, no. Calvary finished him irreversibly. Irrevocably. Jesus did not defeat the devil. I want that to sink. He didn't conquer the devil. Hebrews 2:14 made it clear what he did. Right? He became flesh. He took part of human flesh so he could die. That through death he might destroy him who had the power of the heart. H-A-D. Used to have it. My goodness. The day Jesus died on the cross, death died. The day Jesus died on the cross, the devil was destroyed. I mean, destroyed. Just behaving like a snake who said it's cut off. There may be one or two village boys like me here. I grew up in the village. And when I followed my daddy to the farm, and we killed a big snake, good delicacy. My dad will go for the head first. They will tell you that until the head of a snake is cut off, the snake is not considered dead. They will pierce the head with a sharp bang and sever the head. And then they will tie a rope on the neck. So when we finish the farm work in the evening, I like to do that one. I would drag the snake. We used to crack jokes that when you drag it like that, it will be sweeter. So when we go to the village square in the evening and we make bonfire, maybe this snake was killed at about 10 or 11 in the morning, and we put the snake in a bonfire in the evening. It will scatter the whole thing. Has anybody who grew in the village witnessed that before? Any village boy? Oh boy, you Lagos, you are living in the jungle of Lagos. Me, I grew up in the village. And somebody could see the snake making noise and run. Snake. Sorry, the head was gone. All the noise that the enemy is making around is the noise of a snake whose head had been battered. Come on, give the Lord, give Jesus a big hand. I want you to lose all your respect for the devil. Don't give him any recognition. Somebody came to me and said, Daddy, please pray for me. He was sitting before me. He was a member of my church. He said, pray for me. The devil is always after me. I said, the devil after you. And you are sitting in front of me. Stand up. Stand up. She was shocked. Ibaba's reaction. Say, stand up. You are running in the wrong direction. Stop. Make a U-turn. And give the devil a chase. What the Bible says is, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You are not the one fleeing from the devil. No. You are the one chasing the devil. And get, you are the light. I'm coming to that. And you are to chase darkness away. Somebody say, I hear. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, say, Daddy, don't be angry with me. I said, sit down. And I took him through scripture. Now she's doing really great, doing really well. Lost all the respect for the devil. Don't give the devil a credit he doesn't deserve. Calvary finished him forever. Irrevocably. Irreversibly. Now, I made a mistake in New York. There was a team, because they set up various committees. There was a team, they called them deliverance team. Because I was still ministry, so I handed Mabel over to them Good Friday, 1984, so they could go and cast out the devil. I finished my meeting, I went to my hotel and slept. Saturday, they were still delivering Mabel. Sunday, they were still delivering Mabel. It was when we closed the meeting, they came to me that the deliverance team are still dealing with Mabel. I said, what, since Friday? So I went there. Brethren, all of them were tired except Mabel. So I was sleeping. I was so upset. Very. And then she rose again to want to attack me. I said, stop it. And stop there. Say, you that demon, you have to come out now. I was shocked. The evil spirit was replying me with a male baritone voice. Leave us alone. She belonged to us. I said, no. Someone said, no.
No.
You don't belong to the devil, has no claim over you. I said, you this foul spirit, by virtue of creation, you didn't make me bear. God made her. The demon replied. He said, our father gave her to us. She was initiated into the occultism, the resurrection among, and all sort of evil by her father. And when somebody who has lawful authority over you sells you out, you are bound. But the lawful captivity shall be delivered. The prey of the mighty shall be set free. It doesn't matter who sold you out. Maybe your ex or your parent or whatever. Whatever. There is a superior power. The light of the glory of God will set you free today. Let me hear a louder amen. Somebody gave her to us, so we have right of her. And the Holy Spirit helped me. I said, shut your mouth. Somebody gave himself for her on the cross of Calvary. I said, by virtue of creation, you have no right over me, well. By virtue of redemption, you have no claim. Get out now. He said, don't say it again. I said, shut your mouth and get out. I will say it again. The demon went out of Mabel's life. Mabel is married today with 4 wonderful children. The last I heard of Mabel, she now has 6 grandchildren. That was the destiny that the enemy wanted to destroy. Lift your hands to God. In whatever way the enemy has tampered with your life, I command, let there be lights. Every work of the devil to be destroyed. Be free. 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 Free as light be free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now you see, Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 12, he said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's what he said. Again in John chapter 12 verse 46, because darkness covers the whole earth, it's only in places or in the life or in the family or in the situation where Jesus, the light of the world, is allowed. That's where darkness cannot stand. Any other place, any other sphere, until Jesus is allowed, darkness covers the earth. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, I'm coming back to this, John 12, 46. 1 John 5, verse 19. Alright? Verse 19. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies in wickedness. If you get it in the New King James Version, he said the whole world lies in darkness. The whole world lies in darkness. Under the sway of the whole world. But he came and he said, I am the light. So if you want to be free from darkness, connect with me. Follow me. And then you're free. You become part of me. John 12, 46. I was trying to read the other time. Hear what he said again. He said, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Anybody that does not have Christ is in darkness. It doesn't matter how much money. Does the devil respect your money? Money. How many wealthy people are burning in hell now? Your money doesn't matter to the devil. Your status notwithstanding, president, governors, senator, king, doesn't matter. If you have not joined yourself to Christ, the light, the glorious light, you abide in darkness. But the day you believe in Christ and you receive him as your Lord and Savior, darkness loses its grip over you. Now, I'm saying it because of somebody listening to me. Christianity is not a religion. It's freedom from darkness. It's freedom from the devil. It's becoming a child of God, a partaker of the divine nature, a partaker of the kingdom of light. When you give your life to Christ, God stretches his hand and takes you and moves you out of darkness into his light. That's the greatest experience you can have in all eternity. Time past, time now, time in the future is the greatest experience you can have, because that changes your life forever. But you see, Jesus didn't stop there. He didn't just say, if you believe in me, you'll be free from darkness. No. After freeing us from darkness, he makes us as part of him to become light. He was speaking to his disciples. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. This is what he said to those who already believe in him. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. Boy, sounds familiar. Sounds like what he said, I am the light of the world. He now said, you are joined to me. You are the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. You are part of me. What I am, You are the light of the world. Anybody here, if you're sure you are born again, wave your hand. Let me say, and give glory to God. Please declare loudly, let heaven hear your voice. Say, I am the light of the world. Somebody say amen. Don't try to be light. You are the light. Don't act like light. You are the light. You are not giving me any compliment when you address me as a man, in whatever way you like it, Mr. Francis Waluke, or whatever. You are not giving me any compliment at all. You are telling me who I am. I am. I'm a man. No apology. Or like my daughter sitting looking at me here. You're a woman. They're addressing you as a lady. That's no compliment. That's who you are. No regret about it. He didn't say, be light. No, no, no. What he now said, categorically, you are. And his word is always the truth. He is truth personified. The Bible doesn't say God cannot lie. It didn't say God will not lie. God cannot. He does not have the capacity to lie. Whatever he says is the truth. And he said, Matthew 5, 14, he said, ye are the light of the world. Please somebody declare, say, I am the light of the world. Don't apologize. Listen to me. Say it, let the devil go hang himself. Say, I am the light of the world. Okay, tell your neighbor, say, look at me very well, look at me. I am the light of the world. I was saying, Pastor, the challenge of the church is identity crisis. We don't know who we are. We don't know what God has made us to be. So we try to be like them. No. No. He now said, he didn't say be light. No, he has made us light. We are joined with him. He now said in verse 16, he said that same Matthew 5, 16, look at your responsibility. All right? He said, let your light so shine. He didn't say try to be light. No. Come on, let the light shine in your office, in the marketplace, wherever you find yourself. You are the light. Be conscious of who you are. Let your light shine with great intensity. Let the whole world see the light of the glory of God in you, and then they glorify God. That's our responsibility. If you have put your light under the bushel, it's time to reposition. It's time to repackage. Bring it out. Put it in a prominent place. If your business is in one corner, you have to turn a corner and turn a corner and turn a corner. And you are wondering why you are not having patronage. Repack, relocate. Relocate. I went to preach for one of my sons in a town I won't mention. I got there. He had been my crusade director for 13 years before going to start his own ministry. I got there. I stood on the pulpit and the Lord said, send him out of the place of struggling to his Rehoboth. I said, son, for how long have you been here? He said, since you released me in 1990. I said, the level of the glory and the unction on you is not for this place. I'm chasing you out. You move. If you want to come to Ibadan, come. If you want to go to Abuja, go. If you want to go to Lagos, go. If you want to go to Benin City, go. I said, what you carry is not for this place. Get out. I finished my meeting, jumped in the car, drove to Ibadan. He became restless. Today is the most prominent minister, not just in that city, in the whole of the state, because the light that he put under the bushel, he repositioned for prominence. He has been light, but the light was wrongly positioned. And there are people that are listening to me now. Lift your hands, everybody. I deliver you from the place of struggling. From the place of walking like an elephant and eating like a rat, you are delivered. You are delivered. You are delivered. The hand of God will reposition you. Reposition you. We reposition you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let your light so shine. Let it shine with intensity. Great intensity. So everybody will see the glory of God upon your life. I want to bring it to a close. Because I can see we have spent quality time in the presence of God. The first message was powerful. I watched my son just cool, relaxed, teaching. I was checking him out. Is he teacher Lawrence Oyo or evangelist Lawrence Oyo? He didn't scream like an evangelist. He didn't shout. He was just taking it cool. And I discovered he was getting across to you. Because he was getting across to me too. Praise God. Demonstrating that it is not the shouting that gets the job done. It is the anointing that destroys yoke. Come and give the Lord a big hand, please. We've spent time in the presence of God. We are blessed already. But before I close, Isaiah chapter 60. From verse 1. Isaiah 60. Let me leave you with this scripture for the rest of today, the rest of this conference, Mercy Conference, and the rest of this year. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Somebody say amen. Arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine, arise, shine. Take a proactive step. Don't try to be the light. You are the light. Stop sitting down and expecting somebody to make your life better. If it's going to be, it's up to you. Take responsibility for your life. Until you arise, there is no shining. Arise. You have been lying down. Get up. You have been sitting down. Get up. Take responsibility. Know who you are. Don't try to be the light. You are the light. Now, get up. Shine. Because your light has come. And you see something here. Light is equated to the glory of the Lord. For your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2. I'm almost done now. Verse 2. He said, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And that's happening. And deep darkness, the people all over the place. Now, wait a minute. You got to choose whose word you will believe this year. Whether the prophet of doom that are telling you there'll be trouble, there'll be calamity, everything will fail, economy will fail, then everybody may fail, not me. No. There is no denying the fact that there'll be darkness all over the place. He said, but starts to say, your case is different. What is happening to them does not have to happen to you. The darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Lift your hands. Say, this year, the Lord is arising for me. His glory is upon me. I am the light. I will demonstrate the glory of the Lord all through this year. I will demonstrate the glory of the Lord all through my life. I shall not partake of darkness. Darkness has no power over me. The prince of darkness has no authority over me. I belong to the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Give the Lord a shout of joy. Don't believe the prophets of doom. Darkness will be there, yes, but not for you. Kidnapping might still be there, not for too long, but not for you. Accident will happen, but not for you. No, disaster will happen, not for you. You are covered with the light. Covered with the light. Look at somebody with a smile. Say, you are covered with the light of the glory of God. Look at somebody else with a smile. Say, you are covered with the light of the glory of God. Can you lift your hand and give thanks to God for his goodness? We give him praise. We give him worship. We give him honor. He has made us part of him. He has made us light as he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray two prayers. I'd like you to stand on your feet, please. And I want all eyes closed. If you want to be delivered from darkness, you want to be delivered from the power of darkness, you want to be delivered from the grip of darkness, you want God to bring you out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom of light. You want to become a partaker of the light of the glory of God. You want to be saved. You want to be truly born again. You want to become a light through Christ. You want to receive eternal life. Young or old, male or female, great or small, whosoever you are, you want to be free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So you want to be free indeed from every walk of darkness. Raise up your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise it up. Young, old, male, female. I want to be free from darkness. I don't want to partake of darkness anymore. The darkness of sin is over. Darkness of depression is over. Darkness of sickness is over. Darkness of affliction is over. Darkness of demonic bondage is over. Maybe there's another Mabel in the house here. Okay? Maybe there's another woman of London in the house. You want to be free. Raise it high up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you that raised up your hands, please take your Bibles, your iPad, your phone, your bags, whatever you brought to church today, and come before the altar of God. I want to pray for you. Please come. Please come. Come. I can see your hands. Just come. Come. Help, help, ushers, help me with them. This is your day. This is your day. Choir, help me sing. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Come, 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 come. This is your day. Come. This is your day to be free from darkness. This is your day to be free from bondage. This is your day to be free from affliction. This is your day to be free from oppression. This is your day to be free from demons. This is your day to be free from poverty. This is your day. To be free from abusive relationship. This is your day. To be free from fear. This is your day. Come. The light is calling you. Be free from darkness. This is your opportunity. Keep coming. We are waiting for you here. I want to be free. I want to be free from sin. Keep coming. I want to be free from every bondage. I want to be free from every works of the devil. Keep coming. We are waiting for you. You are worth waiting for. Keep coming. God bless you. Yes, we are waiting for you. Keep coming, my daughter. Come. Come on. Choir, sing it. Thank you. Sing it. Come, son. Come. Yes, they are still coming. They are still coming. Make way for them. I do not want to leave anyone in darkness tonight. I do not want to leave anyone in the grips of the devil tonight. You are still there. You want to be saved. You want to be free. You want to receive eternal life. You want to receive light. You want to become the light. Please come. Come. Sing that song two times more. Please come. I'm still waiting to pray for you. Come on. From outside, come in. From the rear, come in. Yeah, they're coming. Yes, somebody is still coming. Come. Where are you? God bless you. Where are you? Come to the light. God bless you. Come. Move fast. Thank you. All of you, lay your hands on your heart like this and pray this prayer with all your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. Come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Give me eternal life. Today, I give my life to you. Totally. From today, Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord. I proclaim grace upon you in Jesus' name. Receive mercy. Receive pardon. Receive forgiveness. Receive eternal life. That the spirit of adoption from the presence of the Father to enter into you. That each one of you become irreversibly born again. The hold of the devil over your life is destroyed. Be free today from darkness and the manifestation of darkness. Be free and be free forever. Peace be unto you. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Look at me. Where is the head counselor? Okay. Look at this gentleman. that is holding this banner. You see, we have been praying for you. We have been fasting for you. We have been asking God to bring you and to save you. Thank God you are here. So the counselors are waiting to discuss with you. Please give them your correct names and details so that we will continue to pray for you and we'll follow up with you. Please follow this gentleman. Follow him. This way. Follow him this way. Church, celebrate the King. Look at the harvest. Look at the harvest. Celebrate the Lord of Sabaoth. Celebrate the Lord of the harvest. Wow. Look at the fruit of prayer, your prayer. Look at the fruit of fasting, your fasting. Look at the fruit of your labor. Give him the glory. Amen. No more darkness. The darkness of sin is over. The darkness of sickness is over. The darkness of depression is over. The darkness of debt is over. Oh boy. Oh boy. Someone is owing a huge debt. The debt fell due yesterday. And you have no clue what to do. The Lord asked me to tell you that in 3 days, divine help will arise for you. And you will move from debt to surplus. I don't know who you are, but that is your word. That's your word. I have a word for somebody. You have a growth in your left breast. You're a woman. Oh, who thou great mountain before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made a plain. I cast that growth out in the name of Jesus. You are free. And whatever you desire, each one of you, stretch your hand to heaven. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a big hand as you welcome Pastor Shola.
We can do better, church. How many people have been blessed tonight? Let me start. I want to very specially thank Minister Lawrence Oyo. We love you, sir, and we salute you. Tomorrow morning session starts 9. And Minister Lawrence Oyo will be here. Pastor Dele will be here. And Pastor Flo will be here. I want to very specially appreciate Minister Dunsi, because I didn't want to break the flow, so there's only one Igwe in Nigeria. And there is only one Asha. he's a spirit man. He blessed us for about almost 45 minutes before the service started. Minister Lawrence, you remember? He was sharing with us, oh God, like Daddy said, he's a prophet. If you have never listened to Minister Dunsi teach, there is an aspect of him you don't know. This man is loaded. We salute you, sir. You know what we are going to do, sir? One day, day one, you will sing. Day two, you will teach. Approve, sir. Thank you, Daddy. So, Mr. Daddy, so you can't say no again. It has been stamped by the high authority. Hallelujah. Tonight, shall we appreciate our Daddy together? I did not have time to say this when he came up because of the mood then. Listen. Nobody, no father, I don't know, maybe my limited knowledge, I say no father in his generation has opened his heart to young people like himself. From here to Elevation to several other ministries who see him ministering, and we honor you, sir. Thank you for choosing to love us, to whether covenant, whether this is your thank you, sir. We see you in everywhere and we appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir. Tomorrow evening, morning, we start 9, and evening session will be now 6 is written on the flyer, but we'll start 5:30 tomorrow because the night evening session will end before 9 tomorrow. I promise you that. Those of you that leave very fast, so don't worry. Now we will end like 5 minutes or 10 minutes tonight, tomorrow. So opening night is the longest session, and then we've had a wonderful time. I want to appreciate all the pastors that are here. I can see Pastor Adebayo, Ezekiel, Pastor Jide, and tomorrow we'll take all the names for those who are here, and then we'll, Pastor Emmanuel, we will appreciate very, we should do it in a very formal way. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for being here. Hallelujah. Are you ready to go? You know, when the meeting is long, some will do as if they are rushing them. Then when it is over, they will be outside talking. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. What time are we meeting tomorrow morning? Don't miss it for anything. It's going to be powerful. God bless you. Thank you, everybody. There will be some buses on the road outside.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.